From NPR and the Futuro Media Group, it's Latino USA. I'm Maria Hinojosa. And today, how a band from L.A. covered a 1970s Peruvian cumbia classic. So on today's podcast, we're going to give you a little bit of a history lesson in Latin American music. The 60s and 70s are often thought of as like a golden age of music in the United States. The age of rock and roll. Wow, I feel good. Of funk. I knew that I wouldn't. And salsa. But what some people might not know is that at the exact same time, 3,000 miles south, there was also a musical golden age happening in Peru. Its sound, though, was a little different. This is a sound that fused Colombian cumbia, Andean huayno, melodies from the Amazon, and psychedelic rock. In this sound, it's the electric guitar that's the star. And it's a sound that we know today as chicha. Chicha was born in the outer barrios of the capital, Lima, where indigenous and rural migrants settled. And when they did, they brought their musical traditions from the coast, from the highlands, and the jungle. So that particular style of cumbia resulted in a mix of nostalgia and modern city sounds. And it was at this time that a young guitarist named José Luis Carballo joined a band called Los Hijos del Sol. And they recorded a little song you might have heard called Cariñito. The rest was history. José Luis went on to perform with some of the biggest chicha bands. Then in the 90s, he left Peru and moved to Los Angeles. And that's where our story takes place. Over the past decade, there's been a big revival of interest in chicha music outside of Peru. One of the people involved in the revival is Jason Cepeda. He's the lead vocalist of a band in Los Angeles called La Chamba, which plays, yeah, you guessed it, chicha. Their debut album, Ecos de la Selva, is an ode to traditional chicha songs of the past, including Cariñito. And the band was lucky enough to have José Luis Carballo, the original guitarist on the song, featured as a special guest. In this segment of How I Made It, where we talk to Latino culture makers about their craft, Jason recalls the moment when he met José Luis and how the band managed to capture a bit of chicha's history in La Chamba's cover of one of the era's most recognizable songs, Cariñito.
My name is Jason Cepeda, and I play congas, and I am also the lead vocalist of the band La Chamba. And, you know, I was born and raised in South Central Los Angeles. My mother is from Zacatecas, Mexico. My father is from Quetzaltenango, Guatemala. The word chamba is a word used throughout barrios of Latino America to describe your hustle, the nature of your work. And it almost has like a connotation of pride, you know, and like, oh, it's my chamba. Some of us worked in community organizing early on, and we worked with day laborers. You know, they use the word a lot. We're like, you know, like chamba has a ring to it. It wasn't until I think my last year of college or my second to last year, I was taking a music class on world music, and I had heard chicha, and I was like, wow, this is like, it has everything we love. You know, it has like grimy, gritty guitar tones. And then it had like these organs that just, wow, you know, how did they get that tone? And then looking deeper into the root of chicha, you see that it was actually made by the same people from the same communities that we came from. You know, it represents like a people who are in movement, you know, from place to place. In South Central LA, I never met a Peruvian person. You know, I never, like, it was mostly Central Americans and Mexicanos and African American communities. So I didn't really even had Peru on my mind, you know, until the music came in and I started looking deeper into Peruvian culture, and I realized, wow, it's so profound, you know, like from the Incas and Machu Picchu to, you know, to Lomo Saltado.
Sí, damas y caballeros, están bailando al compás de
Patricia.
So the first time we met Jose Luis Carvalho, we were playing in MacArthur Park, a historic migrant community. We start our set, and then we see a guy come in, you know, and this guy's wearing like a leather jacket. He's got like really cool lokes on, you know, glasses. And he just grabbed a cowbell during our set and started playing along with us. And at first we thought it was just some random, you know, guy. And then we put two and two together. We're like, no, that's Jose Luis Carvalho, like the maestro who wrote hundreds of songs and who played guitar on the original recording of Cariñito back in 79. One of the most known songs in Latino America. So after he had played cowbell, he stuck around and we were talking and we were like, hey, you know, we love to just kind of keep working with you. And we invited him to record guitars on our version of Cariñito. We thought it'd be cool, like the original guitarist for the song Cariñito. We wanted to bring him back. He was like, of course, sí, claro que sí. He's really mellow, cool, and he was excited to do it. He came in and literally just went through it like nothing, you know? Like two takes. And he started doing like all these complex harmonies. Like, how about this? How about that? Like if, you know, he'd been playing the songs for 40 years. He always told us that when he originally recorded the song that I think Angel Aníbal told him, hey, I want it to sound like water falling in the Peruvian jungle, you know? And so then he was like, oh, you want it to sound like this. And it sounds like water droplets falling. So he did the same thing in here. You know, we told him, like, hey, take it back to Peru. Take it back to 79. Cariñito just brings you back to that longing for love. And for that person that you miss, that person that you think about, and that person that sometimes, you know, because you lose them or you miss them, you go to the bar and you know, you have the, what we call in Mexico, you know, the tequila therapy. You kind of drink your sorrows away. And I think that song takes folks there, takes the heart there, you know, that when you miss someone so much that you need to go to this tequila therapy. The song Cariñito, we hold it to the end of our set because it's such a strong and beautiful song. But when the crowd hears it, they just light up, you know, they're like, oh my God. The crowd just ignites, you know, like the dance floor gets hot and everybody just, you know, activates. So I think that power of that song, you know, the beauty of that song is the power to bring people together, you know. And I think that other crowds that we played in front of, you know, white folk, black folk, brown folk. We had, you know, an elderly African-American woman in South Central on her cane in a wheelchair. She got up and couldn't, you know, she was like, I had to move. So I think that song has a beautiful effect on folks of all colors, of all ages, in all spaces.
Jace
Jason Cepeda is the lead vocalist of La Chamba, Cariñito, a cover of the 1979 song originally performed by Hijos del Sol, is featured on their debut album, Ecos de la Selva. La Chamba's sophomore album will be released this summer. This story was produced by our own resident Peruvian and chicha expert, Janice Yamoca. It was edited by Fernanda Chavarri and Nadia Raymond. The Latino USA team includes Andres Caballero, Antonia Cerejido, Sayer Quevedo, Jeannie Montalvo, and Maggie Freeling. Our senior editor is Marlon Bishop. Our intern is Reese Williams. Our engineer and music editor is Cornelius McBoiler. Our production manager is Natalia Fidelholz. We had help this week from Shelley Steffens and WBEZ in Chicago. If you like the music you heard on this episode, stop by latinousa.org. and check out our weekly Spotify playlist. Our theme music was composed by Zenia Ruinos. I'm your host and executive producer, Maria Hinojosa. Join us next time. And in the meantime, look for us on all of your social media. Hasta la próxima. Ciao.
Latino USA is made possible in part by the Ford Foundation, dedicated to working with visionaries on the front lines of social change worldwide. The Wincote Foundation, supporting efforts that strengthen and enrich culture, community, and the natural environment. And with support from the Rockefeller Brothers Fund.
The original Cariñito, that was me in the bus. I'm Maria Hinojosa. Next time on Latino USA, a story about violence and reckoning as a juvenile.
And then it wasn't until after my sister left and I looked at my hands and I realized that, oh my God, what have I done?
That's next time on Latino USA.
Just dropping in to remind you about Here and Now. We cover the day's most essential news with context so you know the why and what's next. A fast-paced snapshot of the world every day. Listen to Here and Now on NPR One or wherever you listen to podcasts.